Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about our series about how to walk in divine health. And this particular section of this series is learning who you are in Christ, your identity with Christ. And until you get a hold of this, about who you are in Christ, you will continue to let the enemy beat up on you. I mean, you'll let him kill you. You'll let him edge away at your body. I mean, he'll deceive you. I mean, it's until you learn who you are in Christ, you will allow the enemy to deceive you in many, many ways. And he'll slowly but surely cause you to sin so that he can continually torment your flesh, so he can continuously kill your flesh, because the Word of God says sin brings forth death. Now, sin usually doesn't bring forth death immediately. Sometimes it does. Sometimes a person can go out, and of course, usually not the first time they go out and get drunk or something like this, but I know it has happened. Somebody went out and got drunk or got in with somebody, and they had an accident that night in the car, and in one day's time, it cost them their life. But usually, that's not the case. Usually, people will drink socially or in the business they're in, and they'll get more and more into drinking until finally it will cut away at your liver or your kidneys or something like that. And then you'll die at maybe 40 or 50 or even 60. And it was because your liver failed at 50, which it was designed to operate for 120 years, actually forever. When God made this body, he created it to last forever. It's not supposed to ever fail. But because of all the sin that we put in it, we cut it away. And sin, when you get a hold of sin and sickness, go hand in hand. Without sin, there is no sickness. It's just that clear. Without sin, there's no sickness. Without faith, there is sickness. With faith, walking holy, being led by the Spirit, there is no sickness and disease. You do not have to be sick, but to walk without sickness, you've got to walk as an individual that knows who you are in Christ. Now, you can do it. God is no respecter of persons. But I was just, my wife and I went and prayed for a gentleman just recently that had been told at this particular time where we're at right now. Of course, when you see this, who knows how many maybe days or weeks or years will have gone by before this could be aired where you are seeing it. But at least at this time, the man we just went and prayed for had been sent home on hospice to die with 6 weeks to live. He was a businessman. He had abused his body with nicotine for many years. Now then, I'm sure when he was running around as a young man smoking, he never dreamed that he would come down with emphysema. And it would kill him and cause cancer in his lungs, and he would die. Well, the enemy was cutting away at him because of sin, but he didn't know who he was in Christ. He knew very little about the Word of God. I mean, his wife was a much stronger spiritual person than he was, because he was the businessman of the family and she was the strong Christian of the family. He did go to church and he did come to know the Lord, but he didn't really know who he was in Christ. And so the enemy continued to keep him in smoking, and he smoked for several years. And then finally, he come down with emphysema, cancer, and then finally hospice, and they sent him home with 6 weeks to live. And he happened to be watching a television network that I was on at the time, and he saw me and heard me talking about the power of God's Word. He ordered some of our teachings, and we sent them to him. And he listened to them and has listened to them over and over and has done what the Word of God says. A year and a half has gone by. He's still alive. He's fairly good shape, but he's still in a wheelchair and still on oxygen. So he called us the other day and wanted us to fly to halfway across the United States where he lived. And he said he'd pay for the tickets. So we got on an airplane, flew halfway across the United States to pray for this man, and spent 2 days there, prayed for him, showed him what he had to do, told him about the promises of God, and by the time we left, he was almost off of his oxygen, and he said he had used very little that second day. He was using a lot every day, but the second day after we prayed and explained to him the Word of God and the promises of God and what belonged to us as children of God, he was almost completely off of his oxygen, and he told us when we got ready to leave, he said, by tomorrow, I will be walking in my walker. And he said, I will keep walking until I can go from a walker to a cane until I'm back strong again. Well, he didn't have to go there. He could have stayed strong all of his life. Because I know lots of people that are 60, 70, 80, 90 years old that have never been in a wheelchair, never been in a walker. And some of them are Christians, some of them are not Christians. So it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. But if you want to walk in faith and you are a Christian, you got to learn who you are and you got to learn not to yield to the devil. I know people that are not Christians that never smoked. I know people that are not Christians that never drink. But I know Christians that did smoke and did drink. And, of course, those people are down and sick and afflicted. And, of course, I know non-Christians, a lot more of them, that has done the same thing. But you and I do not have to yield to the forces of darkness. We can believe God's word as Christians. And if you want to walk in divine health, you're going to have to get in God's word and spend time with God. Because he's the one, it's not anything else but God, he's the one that keeps you free from sickness and disease. Now, you have to learn who you are in Christ. You have to learn on this side of the cross what Jesus did for you, who you are, and what you can do as a son of God. Now then, when you learn that the devil has been completely defeated, and you learn that Jesus has given you all power and authority over the Word of God, then you can learn that when Jesus defeated the devil, then you go back to a great and awesome promise of God's Word. A great and awesome promise. Of course, all of them are great and awesome promises. But when you learn that Jesus destroyed the works of the devil, you learn how he did it, because on this series we've taught you how he defeated the forces of darkness. We showed you that in Colossians. We showed you that in 1 John. And then we showed it in Colossians, and we showed it to you in Hebrews. And now then, we're going to take this awesome promise in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Now, Jesus in Luke 10, he told us he saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning to the earth. I wonder why he saw him. I'm going to tell you, because Jesus kicked him out. He is the one that throwed out the devil from heaven. When the devil sinned and he decided he wanted to exalt his throne above the Most High, like he told us, then Jesus told him, no, you can't do it. And he threw him out of heaven, and he saw him fall like lightning from heaven down to the earth. Well, unfortunately, he became the god of this world. And he's still the god of this world if you're not a Christian. And if you're a Christian that don't know who you are in Christ, he's still over you. Because you're not walking in faith, you're not walking in grace, you're not walking where God wants you to, and the devil, if you're sinning, the God of this world, which is Satan, still has power and authority over you. He's still deceiving you. Just like if you're a Christian and you're cursing, using the Lord's name in vain, you're speaking awful words of curse words, the devil is in control of you and not God. You're still serving the devil. If you're overeating, the devil is still in control of your life and not God. If you're drinking, if you're smoking, if you're doing anything that destroys the flesh. Now, I'm not going to say it's not going to kill you to have a glass of wine for dinner once in a while. In fact, it might do you some good. I know lots of good Christian people that have a glass of wine or whatever for dinner once in a while. And I don't have a problem with that. If you want to drink a glass of wine once in a while for dinner, that won't kill you. It might even help you. But if you got to drink 6 or 8 glasses of wine every night, then you got a problem. Or if you come home from work and you got to drink a bottle of vodka before you go to bed at night, you have a major problem. And you're letting the devil control you instead of God's word. And I guarantee that devil will kill you at a young age. Your liver will fail, or your kidneys will fail, or something. Or you'll be out driving one day when you're under the influence of alcohol or whatever, and you'll have an automobile accident and either kill yourself or somebody else. So it happens every day. Thousands of people get killed every month by somebody under the influence of alcohol. You know, it just, that's the way it is. So, but that's what the devil come to do. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so you got to realize he's defeated, but you have to exercise that and learn who you are as a son of God. And then if you learn who you are as a son of God and you walk in total obedience to God's word, then you have been given all power and all authority over the devil. Now then, the scripture that you can use that God put in his word is Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, Jesus made you an awesome promise. He said, "Behold, I give unto you power and authority to tread or trample on the devil and his demons, the serpent and his scorpions." Now, the serpent is the devil, and his scorpions are those that pierce the body. Now then, "Behold, I, Jesus, give unto you authority to tread on the devil and his demons." He says, "All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you." He said, "Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that the enemy has to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven." Now just think about this. Jesus, which died on the cross, as we talked about in one of this series, by dying, becoming flesh and blood, he died on the cross because Satan took him to the cross and killed him. When Satan killed the innocent man of Jesus, then he broke God's rules. When he broke the rule, then he's subject to divine order. And so Satan destroyed himself when he killed an innocent man. If you go out and murder an innocent man, you're going to be held accountable for it. Sure. Well, in God's divine order, just like on the order that we have here, and if we go out and kill someone, we are subject to that, and we could be put to death for that. So that's how Jesus defeated the forces of darkness, that he became flesh and blood, and by becoming flesh and blood and a partaker of it through death.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.